Mark Cassie, nice enough to join us now, one of the newest Hall of Famers. Mark, congratulations. Thanks for some time this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Anthony, and appreciate you having me on.
What a thrill, huh? In such an unusual year, at least there's something to have a big old smile about.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. You know, first the Hall of Fame. Haven't been inducted yet, which will come next year, and that's fine. And then 3,000. So there's been a lot of couple things. One, I realize how old I'm getting, and two, lots of reflecting back, a lot of memories of my father, you know, and just, you know, all the people that helped us. When you win 3,000 races, there's a lot of good people behind you. You don't do it on your own, that's for sure.
Talk about your dad. And you know, this is the question I kind of have to ask. You started out working in the game as a kid. I mean, I'm sure you don't think about, you know, winning 1,000 races, let alone 3,000 races, right?
No, never. I did tell my dad, and of course, when I was about 12, we used to go to Saratoga since I was about, I don't know, 10, 12. And I did tell him at one point we were walking through the Hall of Fame, he would take me there all the time. And I said, Dad, someday I'm going to be in here. And, you know, as any good father would do, say, oh, okay, yeah, you will be, you know. But definitely wouldn't be there without him. And so he passed away about, I think, almost a little over 3 years ago. So at least he was here. Unfortunately, he's not here to see the Hall of Fame, even though I hope he's up there looking down. And
I'm sure he's seen everything the last three years.
He was able to watch the Breeders' Cup, couple Breeders' Cup wins, which was nice.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years, COVID aside, they've been real exciting over there. A couple of wins in the American Classics with War of Will and, of course, Sir Winston and the Preakness and Belmont, respectively, last year. And, you know, a barn like yours, let's talk about the COVID-19 for a minute, because you have horses stabled in Florida, Kentucky, New York, and Woodbine. It's hard to say year-round because Woodbine closes, obviously, but whenever there is racing in those four places, you have horses there. So what has this been like for you? You know, yeah, you have a lot to celebrate, and it's nice to win the big races, but you have operations to run, and now you're kind of handcuffed as to your travel. A great team, of course, but that has to be frustrating for somebody like you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been challenging, but also, you know, I try to look at the bright side of everything. At least we're fortunate enough to still be able to have our sport. We're, you know, there's so many people that have struggled. I mean, I just feel terrible for the restaurant owners. And you know, what about all these parents that, you know, their kids can't go to school, and I worry about, you know, their education going forward. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but and we just got, you know, we got a monkey wrench thrown at us yesterday. We're supposed to run till the middle of December at Woodbine, and it looks like, unless something changes, Sunday will be the last day. Toronto's come up with some new lockdown rules and this and that, which looks like they're going to shut down horse racing unless, like I said, something happens. So, yeah, you know, you start. There's never a day really where you don't have to answer questions and do things. You know, you have days where you may not have a horse running, but those are busy in themselves. So, and then, you know, for us, a typical weekend may be running 15, 20 horses on a Saturday or Sunday, which means if you win 25% of them, you still have 75% of losers, which you know, you have to deal with that as well. So, you know, I love the game. I love the action. We've been very fortunate. And as to answer your question about the COVID, it's been difficult, but luckily, you know, like our team at in Toronto, David Adams has been with me 25 years. We have grooms that have been with me from the beginning and exercise riders. Our operation in Ocala, I have Mitch Downs. He's been with me 40 years. So
wow.
We have a
wow,
you know,
40
pretty
years.
Solid team. And, yeah, so, yeah. I can tell you one thing. My frequent flyer miles have come to a stop, though. I haven't been on a plane since February, even when my wife and I drive now if we go somewhere.
Wow. And these are things, you know, these are things someone outside of the game could never, I'm sure, couldn't be able to fathom. For somebody like, again, for, you know, operations in four different places on top of the farm in Ocala, what price can you get on that on January 1st? $1,001 that you're not going to be on an airplane for 7 months, 9 months?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to sit and think all of us would be wearing masks and but the good news is technology has came so far that, you know, there's a lot of things. I probably will watch in the neighborhood of 15 or 20 videos a day. Either it's horses breezing or horses jogging and, you know, looking at them. I've gotten so good at looking at videos. I mean, things have changed so much. Who would have thought? I mean, we're buying horses now from videos. We're buying horses online. I mean, bidding online. I bought 4 or 5 horses this year on the computer. And so,
imagine that.
You know, things change. And Lee Iacocca said, stand still, you get run over. So I do everything on computer spreadsheets. You know, I still oversee every horse, what every horse is doing every day, and who's entered, who gets looked at, who the vets look at, whatever. It's a pretty long process. I love it, and I think in February I had COVID because I was so sick. I do the training schedule every day. I probably in the last 20 years have not done it maybe 2 or 3 times. And I was
the training
so sick
chart. You haven't done it for the,
that
for
I
the
didn't
whole
do it
stable
for like 4
wow.
days. Somebody asked my wife, how sick is Mark? She goes, he hasn't done his training chart in 4 days. That tells you how sick he is.
Yeah. As a son of a trainer, you know, that's you know, that's getting done. If anything's getting done that day, the chart's getting done. Wow.
Yeah,
and you do it for,
of course,
so
you know,
that's got to be the biggest spreadsheet in the world.
I'm a bit of a control freak in a way. You know, I not so much control. I have wonderful people, but I want to know what's going on. And if there's a problem, I want to be able to try to help fix it. Cause that's what, you know, I have 40 years of knowledge. So sometimes you go back in that your past and that's what you pull it out. You know, there's been a lot of, there's a lot of curves in the road. So you learn how to get around them.
What was it like to win 3,000 for Live Oak for Mrs. Weber?
Well, it was special for a couple of reasons. One, Mrs. Weber. You know, she has been an icon in racing since I was a little boy. And a little more, even more special for me in that, you know, I've been an Ocala boy for over 50 years. And Live Oak's been in Ocala and been a farm for over 50 years. So I've known of her since I was a little boy. And then she was extremely close to my father. My father loved her, and they were very close. And I think that is probably one of the reasons why I didn't train for her sooner. I believe she was concerned that if something didn't go right and the relationship didn't work, that, you know, maybe it would be hard on their relationship. But I guess now I've been training for him for about 7 or 8 years, because I was training for him for a few years before my dad passed away, and he was very proud of that. So, to win 3,000 for her, I was with my son Colby. He's 17. We watched the race together, and I'll always remember that. So, the crazy thing is, so 1,000. So what happened? A lot of people don't realize, but for a period of about 7 or 8 years, I only trained maybe 2 or 3 horses a year because I was the general manager for Mockingbird Farm here in Angurian. That would have been in the 80s. So then we started cranking things up again, and I don't know, 1,000. We won 1,000. When we won 1,000, I said, well, it took a while, and I said, well, we'll never win 2,000. And then I think 2,000 came maybe 5 years later or something like that, or 6 years later. And then I said, well, I'll never win 3,000. And then I believe that came about 5 years later. So I don't know, Emily, if I have 4,000 in me. You know, it maybe. We'll see.
Well, the theme this morning is longevity. We got you to 3,000. We were talking to Tommy Albertrani about Sadler's Joy. We're going to talk to Robert Tiller about Pink Lloyd later. Now, you've had horses at Woodbine forever. How cool is that story? I mean, he's such a rock star up there. Never left the place, looking for win number 27 today.
Yeah, and we're going to try to beat him. Well, we've had a pretty good horse in against him, but what a horse he is. He's a horse that just gets it done. Just gets it done. I have a really good horse against him today, a horse called Ride a Comet, that may be a little short for him, but he was, people ask me what was I recently was asked what was my favorite victory of 2000 so far, 2020 at Woodbine. It would have been Ride a Comet. He came off over a two-year layoff. He had won the Del Mar Derby in his last start, and he came back and he won his first start in, like, I think it was 26 months. He's cutting back a little, but we'll see. We're going to try to beat him. You have mixed emotions on something like that. You always like to win, but you feel bad if you take down a champ as well. So, and then talking about Tommy Albertrani learned to ride on our farm, on our training center. And I don't know if you know that. And Tommy was my assistant for a short period of time. And so I know Tommy well. Tommy's a good man.
Yeah, Tommy's great. You guys, I tell you, when I first started doing the radio here, and I'm working on my sixth year, you and I didn't know each other. And one of the best things I've taken from my time here is a relationship with you. And no offense to everybody else, when Mark Cassie's name is on the format and Lee goes to make the phone call, I never worry that the phone is going to be picked up. And that is a very, very important thing with something I do. Mark, congratulations. Here's to the next 1,000. We're going to keep you around for another 1,000. And here's to the next 1,000.
We'll
Thanks
see.
For some time this morning.
It's funny because my main guy, Mitch Downs, who is telling me he's been with me 40 years, we won a race yesterday, and he texts me, only 999 more to go. So we'll see.
Got a lot of action.
All right.
Across the country this weekend, a lot of them up at Woodbine. Mark, thanks. Enjoy.
Have
Celebrate here
day.
For the next 1,000.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
You too.